SBS کوردی روجنینی ششه وار روجن یک شمه دو دنیورو یان گهلدانا بریا اینترنت دما دخوازی
دکتور زید برفکانی خلقی شهری دوهوکه لباشوری کردستان لشهری نشویل لحرمی تنسی دانشتوه لنا ولات یک گردوکن پزشکی خوندوه لیستا ایشوکاری لنفرولوجیه تندرستی گرچیله بلام جگلم ایشوکاره گروپی که دامزران بناوی کردش پروفیشنلز دکتور زید برفکانی Welcome to the Kurdish program on Radio SBS Australia.
Thank you, Kak Burwa. Thank you.
Creating networks on social media is very different to medicine. How and why did you create the Kurdish Professionals Group?
Well, first, I would thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk with you. And it's a pleasure to get to know you and talk to you. The Kurdish Professionals as a group started basically as an initiative for networking from a group of Kurdish youth. The initiative was based on the need for the Kurdish youth to connect together, to get to know other young Kurds who share similar interests and have this have similar backgrounds. And so this is how the group started, basically taking advantage of the opportunities on social media. And very quickly, the group grew in size, and we had hundreds of members from across the United States and then across the world that wanted to join and share their stories of struggle and success and how they overcame challenges. So this was how the group started, and it was a great opportunity to get to know all the talent that we ended up discovering in our communities that we would not have otherwise found out about.
And you mentioned that the group started off initially by the youth in your community, but it's not solely targeted for the youth, I understand.
No, the group is basically the main focus of the Kurdish Professionals is to work on youth development, to also work with students with their mentorship, and also with professionals in their development and networking. So it spans different different age groups and different interest groups. So that's but it started with a group of youth, but now we have we have involvement in multiple communities with students and graduates, with the youth, with the parents, and and other parts of the communities that we are in.
Now, you mentioned that Kurdish Professionals has been around, I understand, since 2015, and now has amazingly 2,700 followers around the world. What have your experiences been like in a group?
Well, we have had a great experience and a very, very positive response from our communities and from the audience that we have been working on from the very beginning. Our experiences so far have been mainly been with people who have tried for a long time to connect with other people who share their interests. And I feel like the Kurdish Professionals doesn't just belong to us, the people who started. I think I would like to look at the Kurdish Professionals as a product of the dream and the dreams and hopes of thousands of other Kurds out there in the world who have always wanted something like this to exist. So I would like to look at it this way. And the way we see it, whenever somebody comes across our group, they feel at home right away because they feel like this is something they have always wanted to do. So when we get to connect with them, they are very comfortable to share their stories with us, and most of them actually reach out to us and they want to be featured on our networking sites to give their stories to other people and to share their experiences and their advice. So it has been a very rewarding and positive experience in the sense that we have learned from people and people have learned from us. So it's great.
I can see that it would be quite a good experience because a lot of your community or your audience would be expatriates or the next generation of former expatriates. So there'd be a few people that have this desire to be led by one another. Having that in mind, is it just you that's running this group, or are there other people helping you out?
So we have a group of about 25 to 30 people who are actively involved in the activity. So we wanted to establish a model in Nashville, Tennessee, where the biggest Kurdish population is in the United States. And we wanted to establish a successful model here that we can replicate elsewhere. So so the 25 to 30 people involved in the work, most of them are located in Nashville. And we held the elections 2 years ago, and we elected a board of directors that basically has five people: president, vice president, the secretary, the treasurer, and then we have, which I consider the most important post, is the director of community outreach. So we basically have a group that we communicate with each other all the time, but the leadership group tries to take these ideas and execute them. So I would like to look at it as an organization where everybody feels that they are part of the leadership, and so we have a large number of people involved, and the number is growing. So we're happy to see more people interested in joining and helping out.
It's quite clear that there is shared leadership and involvement. So it started off initially as a number of profiling and networking, but you also mentioned you've created a number of different initiatives. I understand that there's advice on selecting a college and a line of education, advice on interviewing for a job, important skills in the industry, and also mentorships. What benefits have you seen from this, Dr. Zaid?
We have seen a lot of immediate benefits in our community. So just to give you some ideas about some of our projects, we have a mentorship program called Project Future. And in this program, we have compiled a large database of graduates and professionals who have finished school and they are working or they are pursuing higher degrees. And we have information which is voluntarily given to us by them by logging into our website. We have information about where they graduated from, where they currently live, and what their areas of interest are. And then we have students who also go to our website and enter their information. And we try to connect students with mentors in the areas that they are pursuing. And we have seen a lot of benefit in this program. Another program we have been working on is to open new chapters of Kurdish professionals in the community. So we had our first ever college chapter at Middle Tennessee State University last year, and this has given a great opportunity for the Kurdish students in that university to get together and to meet and we held a Halabja event there last year, and we are hoping to do more events this year. We just recently opened our first ever high school chapter at one of the local Incredible. High schools in Nashville with the largest Kurdish population. And this has, again, given us an opportunity to give immediate benefit back to our community, where the students feel that they have a support group. And we have been holding at least two meetings a month with that chapter at the high school, where we have different members of our organization going there and talking to students. And these are not just Kurdish students. And this is something that we take pride in. We are some of our members who have voluntarily joined us are not even Kurds. They are interested in our work. They are fascinated by our work. And so we reach out to everyone who wants to be, to be tutored, who wants to be helped in reaching their goals. So we have seen this immediate benefit. And also, in terms of our community, as with any organization, it takes some time to establish yourself and to build credibility in the community. So I think I feel comfortable that we have reached a point in our community where people trust us, and we see parents reaching out to us with asking for help. We have students, we have the youth, we have different members of the community and other organizations wanting to reach out to us to work together to create more opportunities for our Kurds to excel in their areas of interest and to reach their dreams. And finally, I would say we have had a great deal of collaboration with the local school system in Nashville, and we have initiated some programs, and we hope to build on that. So I think the benefit has been great. To me, the biggest benefit is basically just giving our community a sense of belonging, feeling they have a support system that is there to help them when they need it.
So Kurdish Professionals has come a long way since 2015, Dr. Zaid. What are your ambitions for the group in the future?
The couple of the things that we are working on right now that we hope to reach our goals in the future. We want to build on the current projects that we have. One of the main things that we want to do is to have an annual conference here in the United States where we attract our community from all over North America. And we held our first conference last year. We had about 250 attendees, and we're hoping to do the next one this year. And we want to expand on that. We also want to get to a point where we have give an opportunity to students from anywhere in the world to be able to open a Kurdish professional chapter at their university or college. And we are working on drafting a charter to regulate these chapters. So we are there to help support these initiatives. And the other thing we would like to work on is being able to provide opportunities of placement for our students and professionals in our communities to be able to take advantage of the opportunities out there, not just work opportunities, but also opportunities to build themselves and even the businessmen and women. We have some programs that we are working on. And then one of the main things that we really believe in is being able to give back to the communities we live in. We strongly believe in our responsibility to give back to the societies and the communities that have housed us, whether in the United States or Europe or elsewhere, where our Kurdish communities have come as refugees and they have been welcomed and supported. So it's our duty to give back to these communities and to help other people, Kurds and not Kurds, to develop themselves and to you know take advantage of the resources that we have been able to get. So these are some of the ambitions that we have, and we hope to deliver on and reach these goals.
Dr. Zaid, thank you very much for your time. I wish you all the success in the future.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and good luck on your work as well. Thank you so much.